today offer us three kind of insights into leadership that Christ desires to highlight for us this weekend. The first is Moses interceding for the people, and so Moses is a prefiguration of Christ, and so Christ is the fulfillment of all that Moses was for the people and also for us, leading the people out of the land of slavery into the freedom of the promised land. So Jesus is the fulfillment of that. We have St. Paul, who is the preeminent teacher and preacher, recognizing that he has been entrusted with leadership, that he is a sinful man who is entrusted to be a leader of the new churches, and also the Good Shepherd himself, the one who goes out looking for the lost sheep, the one who doesn't rest until things are put right. These are three images of leadership within our church and within our world that we are being offered today, and I think that to provide at least some short reflection on our readings, that there is a lot to be gleaned from what those visions of leadership mean for us. This weekend, we focus primarily on where we have been as a community, where we are and where we are going. We have a nice accountability report, a year in review, that got stuck at the printer. So, it really is wonderful. There is a link in your email, I believe, and there's also images of them on the kiosk outside as you're spending time in conversation, eating your cookies and drinking your milk, because what are cookies without milk? You can see that accountability report, and we will have them on Monday. And so we'll have those available for the potluck supper that we are putting together on Wednesday. So there is a year in review report. Unfortunately, it just didn't come together as we had hoped. Our mission. We are a Roman Catholic community dedicated to developing our, we are dedicated to developing our community through outreach, worship, education, and fellowship, guided by Jesus Christ. And I want to use that paradigm that is outset in our very mission statement as a way of going about talking about where we were, where we've been, and where we're going. We begin with community, and then outreach, education, and coming back around to, I forgot worship, didn't I? Community, worship, outreach, education, and fellowship, which kind of brings us right back around. And we'll continue that cycle by joining together at the potluck this coming Wednesday. The comparisons that we used in our year in review report were between the fiscal year 18-19 and 21-22, which does two things for us. It shows us where we were before COVID and where we are now, and also shows us the last year of Father Stephen's administration, his shepherding of Ascension, and where we are with my shepherding of Ascension. And so just a note about those ways in which we have gone about making comparisons. So it's not just between last year and this year, but rather a couple years ago and this year. I do want to recognize that I'm not the perfect pastor. Guess what? I don't know if that's surprising to you all or not, but I'm not perfect. St. Paul recognizes that he is deficient at times, that he has not always done perfectly, and I recognize that as well. But I am your pastor, and I desire to be the best pastor that I possibly could be. So I do want to recognize that reality, that there, yet everything isn't perfect at Ascension, that there are some concerns, but we desire, I desire, to bring us together so that we can move forward together. We have new committee chairs, not least of all Sydney Robinson, our new chair of our parish council. Adrian Bates is the new chair of the Picnic Committee, Abby Simon as the PTO chair, and Brian Back as the school board chair. And so new leaders to help guide us in this together. We have many realities to celebrate. Even coming back from COVID, we've had trivia night and the Taste of Ascension, our summer festival that did really well, adult kickball, fish fries, cornhole. We've also been partnering recently with grassroots Catholic ministries from outside the parish, Louisville Young Catholics, Young Catholic Professionals, Louisville Catholic Men, and Louisville Catholic Women. In fact, just Friday evening, I was here giving a talk for the Louisville Catholic Men. And so we're attempting to work with these ministries to bring people who may never have been to Ascension within our walls to work together. Building projects. I hope you've noticed the new windows. A long-standing ticket item on our wish list that we were able to complete this past fiscal year. We have new lighting, especially in the also in the gathering space. I hope you've noticed how much brighter it is. I told our cleaning crew that I can see a speck of dirt from half a mile away. It's so bright out there, but they've been doing a great job. We've also won the Green Ribbon this past year, a ribbon that's a national recognition of the work that the school has done to be green in energy use and sustainability. And so congratulations to our school ministry for that. And we also have had a number of new members since the fiscal year 18-19. And so if you've begun to be a member at Ascension since I started, please stand. If you're a new member to Ascension since then, a couple, welcome to you all. Let's give them a sign of our welcome. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you all. Thank you. I believe we have a total, from this past fiscal year, a total of 35 new members to our community. One thing that I'm really excited about is I've directed our staff to look at a consulting group. Again, this is in recognition to the tensions that are present in our community. This consulting group, there's a couple on the table for consideration that I'm going to bring to our parish council, but basically it's what any consultant does. They come in and provide an outside view of the state of the parish and how we are doing, what the situations are, and what we might do to move forward. And so I'm very, very much looking forward to this company coming in. The front runner is a company out of California called Evangelium, a very Catholic organization that has done consulting for different parishes and for different dioceses. And so I'm very excited about that prospect coming up. And to invite you all into that, which is essential, to invite you into that as they do consultations and surveys and whatever it is that they normally do, to invite you into that process as this consulting group takes shape. We also are doing family formation now. I'm very, very excited about this, a way in which, and I wrote about it in our bulletin as well, a way in which we can focus on the family to help to grow the faith from that domestic church, to focus on the family as the central unit of our faith, to empower parents to be able to hand on the faith to their children and to their grandchildren as well. And so there will be continuing to be more about that as we move forward. A reminder about the stewardship process. We've had those go out and then they've been coming in. If you have not yet completed your stewardship renewal, I very much encourage you to do that. You have probably heard me say a couple times recently that we are a family of families. And this is something that I want to speak of more and more often, that what is a parish other than a family of families? And really, the diocese is a family of families, a family in some sort of way. That we are together in this. It's not always perfect, but we are a family. We've also been, over this past calendar year, began praying for different families. Some have come to me and asked, well, what's wrong with the so-and-so family? Nothing's wrong at all. In fact, I just was going through the process this morning. I pull up a random number generator on Google. They have all kinds of tools. And I just do a random number, and it highlights a family on the list that I have. And that's how we decide which families to pray for. So as we've been going along, we've been praying for dozens and dozens of families so far this year. And I continue to hope to continue to do just that. There's a lot of statistics in the year in review report, including mass attendance and what that has looked like. We are, generally speaking, about half capacity from where we had been pre-COVID, which is not too off the radar of where most parishes are at. Still, there's a lot to be done in inviting people to return to mass post-COVID during this, whatever we're in right now, whatever it might be. I don't even know what to call it anymore. We are looking at the possibility of returning to having ushers, so passing the basket, which is not only good for collections, as Teresa Garrett, our business manager, loves to remind me, but also it's a physical act of placing within the basket our hopes and dreams, our very selves in a real spiritual way. We'll also return to having multiple Eucharistic ministers to provide other opportunities for helping to distribute the Blessed Sacrament. I began to put together a committee for art. I am a big fan of having religious art around, and I've asked particularly some individuals of our community who are trained as artists to be a part of that selection process. If you're interested in that, please let me know. We're in the midst of a national Eucharistic revival. We have begun adoration every Wednesday, generally from 6:30 to 8:00, and it is my hope that as we gather together on Wednesday for fellowship, for the potluck, that you'll also come in and spend a little time in adoration, especially if you've never been to adoration before, just to get a sense of what that prayer is like. We've been doing ministry spotlights to help focus in every week on particular ministries that need help, and so keep your eyes and ears open for that, for other ways that you may be called to serve in our community. Another area of worship that I would like to focus on is Deacon John himself. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Now, he doesn't want me to tell you, but he's actually past retirement age. And so that is something to be aware of in our community, that Deacon John can't be doing what he's doing forever. We're going to push him as far as we can. But he can't do his ministry forever. I've already talked to one father in our community about the possibility of discerning to be a permanent deacon, but putting that out there as a need of our community, especially in the years to come, to prayerfully consider for yourself, for your family, or for someone that you know, what that might be like to be a permanent deacon within our church. There's a listening session coming up. There's been information in your bulletin about that, but just to put that out there as an important role that will need to be filled in the coming years. A Catholic community is based on communion. This finishes up our worship portion, that we base our community on the very communion that we receive from this altar, that to remind ourselves that that is the basis for who we are as a Eucharistic community. Education and formation, there's a lot of statistics around that in the year in review report. Acre results and MAP testing comparisons of number of students, percentage of Catholics in our student body. So when you have a chance to look at the year in review report, look for that. We do need to address the mission, because I have found that there's actually two sets of mission statements for the school. There's one set that's online, and then there's the one set that's in the hallway in the school building itself. They're similar, but they're not the same. And so one of the realities that I would like this consulting firm to do for us is to look at the mission statement of our parish and the mission statements of our school and help us to formulate those for the future. So to know that that is on the horizon. The possibility of our next Blue Ribbon. We're not eligible for the Blue Ribbon until the school year 23-24, but to say that I very much am open to us doing what we can to earn that award when it comes around. Let's see. Adult formation taking place on Thursdays. We've completed the 24-session Bible timeline study that was interrupted by COVID, and we began again. We finished the search, a series on form, and look forward to more information soon about the next series that we will complete for our adult formation sessions. Outreach. We have been blessed with abundant gifts here at Ascension, and we are called to be good stewards. I directed the staff to place our financial reporting within the context of outreach. Why do we have the gifts that we have? Not just for ourselves, but so that we can do good for our neighbors. We are still discerning the St. Vincent de Paul Society, to possibly have a St. Vincent de Paul Society here at Ascension. We have been partnering with the St. Vincent de Paul Society at St. Martha's. And so if that is something that pulls on your heart, to please let us know. Because we would need individuals to help us start up the St. Vincent de Paul Society here at Ascension. Outreach to the homebound. That's a particular ministry that Deacon John is very involved with. I use that term broadly to indicate our outreach to anyone who's not able to be here with us. And so those who are in their homes, homebound, those in the nursing home, those in hospitals, all of those ministries have kicked back into high gear. And so we've been going and having Mass at Louisville East, the only nursing home in our parish, and been working with Norton Suburban as well to provide the Eucharist to our homebound. There is a new reality of need in our world, in our state, and in our city. The fact that the Supreme Court decision, Roe versus Wade, has been overturned, puts forth new needs in our world, and that we can't dismiss that. In fact, we must work diligently to make sure that those who would have otherwise chosen abortion can have the support and the things that they need for the pregnancy that they are experiencing. And so, in an umbrella sort of way, I desire to direct both our outreach committees and our Respect for Life committee to kind of work together in many ways. Outreach for life is the term that comes to mind in my prayer, that all of our outreach, whether or not it's to women who have unexpected pregnancies or any other life issues as well, to direct our outreach in a way that is affirming of life. All the little ways that we have shared our abundance throughout these years, to thank this community for the outpouring of goodness, but also to remind us that there still is a lot of work to do. Fellowship, we're all the way around. So we gather together on Wednesday for a potluck. There's still, Teresa, there's still time to sign up. You can sign up until Monday morning online on our website. We'll have social from 5 to 6 with malt beverages, I'm told. That's as far as our liquor license will allow us to go for this event, but there will be drinks, social from 5 to 6. 6 to 7, we'll have dinner together in the cafeteria, and 7 to 8, adoration here in the chapel, or the church, rather. So I invite you to take part in that, to have some fellowship together as community. Finally, to wrap up, I ask, how can we move together towards saying yes? How can we as a community, as a family of families, move together towards saying yes? And that God still has time to work on it. God is not done working with us, working with you, working with your family, working with your parish to further his kingdom on earth. Thank you for an amazing year, and I look forward so much.